In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the day of Saint Joseph. Dear children, you know Saint Joseph is a great saint, but why is he great saint? Because Saint Joseph was a faithful servant. He was faithful in prayer and in his duty. Saint Joseph is, in the word of Saint Teresa of Avila, a master of spiritual life. Why? Simply because he lived for 30 years in the intimacy of the life of Jesus and Mary. What is the spiritual life if it is not to live in the intimacy of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph? To live in intimacy with someone is to know his habits, his character, his fault, his virtues. It is to think of him often and trust our troubles, our problems, our joys, our victories. Finally, everything can bring two people to the same ideal. Saint Joseph had the privilege to live under the same roof as Joseph, as Jesus, who is the Holy of Holies, and the Virgin Mary, who is without blemish. The perfection of these two beings had certainly spilled over to Saint Joseph, and he is highly qualified to send grace of union to Jesus' sacred heart and Mary's immaculate heart, to all souls who humbly ask him for an intense spiritual life. Ask him to know Jesus better, his habits, when he lived in Nazareth, how he was with his divine mother, how he helped Saint Joseph in his workshop, how he did during family's prayers. Ask him more about the Blessed Mary Virgin, his gentleness, his submission, his keen understanding of God's things, his patience, his love of the life hidden. Who will tell the prayer which were high from Saint Joseph's heart to the heart of God the Father? Who will tell the grace of paternity arising from God the Father to gathering the spirit of Saint Joseph? A father, naturally, seeks to make his children grow in all virtues, and all the more so Saint Joseph will make our souls grow in all virtues. He is almost the inevitable channel of advancing in grace. Elsewhere, Joseph means, in Hebrew, that which growing, progressing. Saint Joseph was faithful in his duty. Saint Joseph not only prayed, but still he worked, and even work was his main occupation. Him, the poorest offspring of the king of Judah, the son of David, he spent his life, the plain and saw at his hand, working daily on others' home or hidden in a dark workshop. How carefully he had to do the work entrusted to him, with what purity of intention and what sobriety he took his meals. Do not forget that perfection is not to do many things. It is a mistake of Saint Martha, and Jesus had given her a reprimand. It is not to do great things. There are saints who didn't make anything great before God and men, saints whose life was dark and hidden, and yet were great saints, like Saint Teresa of Jesus. Perfection does not consist in doing extraordinary things like Saint Jane of Arc. The perfection consists in doing God's will. What resource of consolation for us! It is not necessary to look for our perfection. It is close to us and in us. You will find it in your obligation and your homework every day. That is the grace I wish you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.